Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of the WorkingMusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm so proud to present the best of live music in Westchester. A very special treat tonight, 10 Feet Deep, recommended to us by Andrew Bordeaux, who was here a couple of times. Why don't you introduce yourself, guys?
Hi, my name is Pete Chima.
I'm Brendan Ryan.
I'm Alexander Craig.
Mike Gluck.
And we are 10 Feet Deep.
Now, you guys met in high school.
Mm-hmm.
What high school did you go to?
We went to Fox Lane in Bedford, and we were sophomores, and then we had a very fruitful high school career, and we all ended up going to college, and that sort of put everything to a halt for a while. But we all got out of college, came back together, and we decided to start playing again. So
we reunited, and we've just been back with strong songs and just a new vision.
I've known Brendan since Little League, so
high
school.
Yeah. It's funny. Bedford is a very wealthy community. I used to do the jam at the tap house there.
Yeah.
And I remember I got lost once, and the police were right behind me the entire way, and I ended up in front of the women's detention, the jail there.
Yeah,
that is
Bedford Hills.
I think we might have had a show there that night.
So it was great listening to you guys at Soundcheck. You got a nice poppy sound.
Mm-hmm.
I can see you guys on MTV Hits.
That would be nice.
We hope so.
Maybe next year. This year, my girlfriend got sick, so we weren't able to go out for New Year's Eve. But we watched, you know, the Dick Clark Show, and maybe next year we'll see you guys. Rockefeller Center.
Thank you.
Or Vegas. Vegas probably better for you.
Vegas would be more fun for sure.
Right.
Whoever would have us.
So you got so
correctional facility. Anyone.
We embrace the pop rock.
Play anywhere.
Some call it backyard rock.
Yeah.
So where do you guys play around town now?
Play in New York City a lot. At their end most of the time.
Ace of Clubs we've played at. We had a show at the studio at Webster Hall, which is sort of their basement, 300-500 room.
We're looking at getting a residency at the Bitter End, maybe every Thursday. So we're in touch with them. We'll be playing there February 20th as well for a CD release party.
Ah, thank you.
That's good.
Okay, John, here it comes. Here it comes, slowly, matching my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
10 feet deep. Now I'm going to turn it over. Because it says 10 feet deep on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Good marketing.
It's all over the place.
We good, John?
Product placement.
It's the year of 10.
Yeah, it is the year of 10. We're going to make the most of it. We got the new album. It's going to be on iTunes in a few weeks. We'll play some originals for you, starting with the opening track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny because the music business is kind of going back to where it was when I grew up. When I grew up, the music business, you bought 45s. Mm-hmm. No one bought an album.
It's funny, our album looks like a 45 if you open it with CD.
It looks like a vinyl.
It's wrapped, so you can't open it. But
next week.
Yeah.
But it's hard because now you got to make a living from selling 99-cent songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or else, what is it, $9.99 for a ringtone?
Yeah.
10 seconds of the song is worth 10 times more than the song.
That's silly.
Right.
So who writes the songs in the group?
Well, we all have a pretty collaborative way of working, and we've sort of, when we branched off for college, Pete wrote a ton of songs. And most of the album is done by Pete, our bass player, which is pretty interesting. It's a very
Everyone in the band with stringed instruments write songs, so we do collaborate on a lot of stuff, and you know,
so
all three of us have been collaborating since high school, and then I guess we improved our chops in college, and we just have this real strong chemistry that we're trying to, you know, make the most of. So
we have pretty similar tastes in music, and we. We try to, it just works somehow. I don't know, we do get into arguments like every band, but somehow we are able to shake it off and move on.
Every song comes together differently. There's no...
It's like every song's different.
There's no formula.
So where do you guys rehearse?
Mike's house.
My parents' basement.
In the basement. Thank you. Which is one of the songs on the album. It's the closing track.
In the basement.
Yep.
In the basement. Awesome. Yep. So you've got some songs for us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to move myself off the stage. And you guys start with three songs, see if we can fit another one in.
Okay. All right.
So like we said, the first song is going to be track one.
Cardinal Rule.
Let's do it. To a song called Someone Else.
Track.
Which is a song we've been doing for a while. It's a feisty song.
It's an old goodie.
Really wanted to, if only she knew how to back, I really wanted her. I'd like to sin again.
Cheers to that.
The next song we have, I guess, is
music video.
We have a music video for this one. It's on YouTube. You could get to it if you go to our website, which is 10feetdeep.com, written
all words.
Like in regular English.
All words.
T-E-N.
All letters, yeah. Yeah.
Which our name comes from the bottom of a pool. That was our first concert, our first show was for family and friends many years ago. So
in an empty
pool. It was an empty
pool. Yeah. Great acoustics.
Yeah.
So speaking of which,
and
the song's called Hands Down.
Yep.
And also known as Stranger.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Remember me, I'm the boy who you held down and wondered why when you see your thoughts are on to me, out of sight, I don't mind what you do. All the people you've been through, we all change.
Take Me Back, which is also on the record. The song, yeah.
They're all on the record.
They're all there. So check it out.
You
want to say anything?
Sure.
No.
You
good?
Go. You start.
Go ahead.
As well.
I'll start.
Done.
Songs we tried to trim the fat off each song and keep them short. So now we're done.
Don't you think I should have people who move my chair?
You probably should.
I mean, really,
we should get on that.
You know, I feel
I'm an intern.
I feel like Ed Sullivan. You guys are fantastic.
Thank
I got to tell you, I love you. I'm looking forward to listening to the CD.
Oh, you can't have them.
Good, then I won't post the review
anymore. Thank you. Thank you.
John, George, Paul, and Ringo.
Who are they?
Oh, yeah. They're football players, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Love
them. This is great. It's just like a hard day's night or hell.
I mean, well, it's funny that it's good that comes through, because certainly our greatest influence, we're all huge Beatles bums, mm-hmm. and have spent many hours mulling over them.
Our favorite.
Quick question for you. So, did you do this acoustic thing just because it would sound great in the studio, or are you really on an electric band?
Yeah.
Usually playing a full drum set. So this is...
Oh, so you can play the drums.
Yeah.
You can jump.
Six or seven of those boxes.
Right. Some on the street.
No, but actually, you did the right thing, because this is how this room sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
With a live band, it's a little harder. Staying with the topic... Three CDs you take to a desert island. Can we just go right down the path?
Sure.
I mean, the list is not going to be mutually exclusive, because I'm going to say White Album, and we're going to hear it again.
We're all going to call it
for the show.
Other albums I have.
That's okay.
You know, cool. Blood on the Tracks by Bob Dylan, or his bootleg series, Bob Dylan, incredible. And then the Blue Album by Weezer.
I also am a huge Weezer fan, and I would probably say Pinkerton, which is their most... ambitious CD, and it's really that's an unbelievable album. But I would also say the White Album, and I would say an album called Bright in the Corners by a one of my best fans bands from my childhood, Pavement, sort of unknown, but they really, it's a fantastic album.
What about you, Pete?
Am I gonna be on the same island as them? Or do I, am I,
yeah. What, do you, what about you?
Say what you feel.
Say, all right. Well, I'm gonna go crazy here and say Abbey Road. Then, if I end up on the same island, they'll both have the white album, so I can borrow it.
You totally predicted that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Abbey Road.
Look, you have a promise moment right now. Yeah, so you got one more.
I've got Abbey Road. No, I'm not doing white album. I'm only doing Abbey Road.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna do John Hyatt's greatest hits.
Okay.
Okay. Big John Hyatt fan. Yeah. And then Nat King Cole's Christmas album, because when that time of year rolls around, you gotta be ready. Yeah, it's a fantastic album.
It's true.
Mike Brown.
Yes.
Great. What about you?
My tastes are not quite as refined as these gentlemen, but I would have to take Nevermind Nirvana, because Brendan taught me to play drums to that album when we were in high school. And then I would also take the Rocky Greatest Hits CD because I am the Tiger made me want to play drums.
Nice.
All those songs, I love them. So
I thought he was going to say
Rocky
Horror.
More. And you now that's what I call me.
Yeah, I know I have three.
David Pickle is a local guy.
26.
The lead singer of Eye of the Tiger does come around locally to Westchester gigs. I've seen him sing at Lucy's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plug for Lucy's.
So this is why they don't consider drummers musicians.
That's right.
You need one more.
Thank you, Liz.
The Jackson 5 album.
Oh, definitely Jackson 5 album.
Anyone
who doesn't agree on
Jackson 5?
Yeah. No. I don't even know the names there.
I got sent an email yesterday. I'm going to send it to you guys afterwards. It was a real Craigslist ad, and it says, I'll pay $100 for someone to kill my drummer.
Really?
And the guy is complaining that, you know, he has too many drums. Every song he plays jazz fusion. He has to take his shirt off and show off his abs.
No.
His car never works.
Yeah.
And then it ends up being the brother of another guy in the band.
Well, anyway, like a good drummer joke.
Well, we're very fortunate because our drummer is not like that.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that point.
Very tasteful. So we're very pleased.
He wears a tank top most of the time.
Yeah.
Leaves.
Keep my shirt on.
Well, you guys impressed me because you brought Jem with you.
Yep.
And now, is she dating anyone in the band?
She's the sister of myself, the bassist. Sister of the bassist.
Oh, she is, so.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm thinking that.
Sorry, Roger.
Please, my girlfriend watches this show.
Of course.
Yeah, at least two of them. No. Anyway, what was that movie with Tom Hanks directed? You know what I'm talking about?
Where I just know that his best friend is a Spalding volleyball. He's on the island, right?
Oh.
Tom Hanks. What's the one?
Castaway.
Castaway. Right, he's the guy. But he actually, produced a band. The one band.
You
see Association. That's that thing you do.
That thing you do.
Yeah,
that's
also you guys. Love you guys remind me of them, except talented.
One of us isn't going to go off to join the Army.
Although I am dating Liv Tyler. So.
We do like that movie.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
It's a classic. Yeah.
Okay, so I got one more question for you. This is one maybe you didn't prepare for, but I'm interested in it anyway. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I had a transistor radio. Japan had just invented the transistor, and every night I'd go to bed with this little radio under my bed, and I'd listen to dopey songs like No More Bread and Butter, stuff pre-Beatles. What songs did you guys listen to that really got you and made you want to be musicians?
Definitely, again, back to my Rocky. But I remember listening to Eye of the Tiger before I was a drummer, and then after I was a drummer, and it was like a totally different way of listening to music. It was very strange, but suddenly I was like listening to the beat as opposed to just the overall song, and that song definitely made me want to start playing drums because it got me so pumped up before a soccer game or something. It got me so amped up, and I wanted to learn how to play.
So
along.
Did you go in a cold room and beat meat?
Pretty much.
Mike's a prize fighter by day.
What?
Mike's a prize fighter by night.
Yeah.
In a band by day.
Right.
or vice versa.
Yeah.
Either or.
Yeah.
What about you, Pete?
I
would have to say that I'm going to go with Buddy Guy. I love Buddy Guy. And when I was a kid, my dad's really into blues, and I would go visit him for the summer, and he would just put on Buddy Guy CDs and B.B. King and stuff. And then when I saw Buddy Guy in concert, when I was like 10 years old, I was like, I want to do that.
Well, that's
I
got
these jobs around here, I want to do that. You know,
that's a Hendrix copy.
Yeah.
Well, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, and he'd walk out into the audience with the guitar, and he'd talk to people, and he was just awesome. Awesome guy. Awesome player. Awesome songs, but I couldn't figure out any of the songs, so I started off with Tom Petty. I learned like the whole repertoire of Tom Petty.
Well, it's so funny because you're playing such intricate chords on your guitar, mm-hmm. and Buddy Guy doesn't even play chords.
No.
Tom Petty.
Well, Alex doesn't usually know what he's playing.
No, I have no idea what he's playing. It's really a parlor trick.
It's all the Beatle chords, you know.
Well, you know, guys, I'm sorry, we run out of time. We're going to have to revisit this on part two. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll do it again soon.
See you next week.
Thank you. Excellent.
Okay.
Just sit there for one second.
I need my water.